you for listening to this message from the North Gate.
I'm not going to take credit for this. This is an amazing book, by the way. It's Brian and Candace Simmons, Dr. Simmons, that wrote the Passion Translation. It's his book, The Image Maker, and it's just a daily reading of everything from Genesis 1 through 11, and he really breaks down the scriptures. And when I was reading this the other day, we just felt like, I don't even know if it's necessarily for somebody in the room, but maybe for somebody on live stream, because this house is amazing with their giving and their generosity. So I don't want you to hear this as a rebuke. This is, if anything, it's a great reminder to all of us, okay? So Genesis 4, 6, and 7 in the Passion Translation, we all know the story where Cain and Abel bring their sacrifice to the Lord, right? So I'm going to read the scripture. So Yahweh said to Cain, "Why are you so angry and bothered? If you offer what is right, won't you be accepted? But if you refuse to offer what is right, sin, the predator, is crouching in wait outside the door of your heart. It desires to have you, yet you must be its master." So Cain and Abel come to the Lord with a sacrifice, and all Bible scholars have believed that this was not the first time they brought a sacrifice to the Lord.
Yeah, say that again.
They were the children of Adam and Eve. We know that, right? Okay. So they were the children of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, when they fell to sin in the garden, Yahweh himself comes, sacrifices the lamb, and covers them to cover their sin, correct? So from the moment they leave the garden, they're raising their two boys, Cain and Abel. These boys were raised watching their parents do the exact thing that Yahweh taught them to do. So this wasn't a first time they brought a sacrifice to the Lord. So they knew what was necessary was you bring the lamb, the best lamb, the pure lamb, and you sacrifice it before the Lord as your acceptable offering in that time. And Cain, after all this time of knowing this, gets upset. And he decides, he's the one who's tending the ground. He's the gardener. He decides, I've worked really hard with everything I do. So even though he wants a lamb, I think everything else I'm doing is good enough that he should receive it. However, he knew what was expected, right? But he didn't want to have to go to his brother and purchase a lamb because his brother was the shepherd, because he was jealous of his brother. So he figured everything I do with my own two hands should be good enough. But he knew what was expected. So he comes to the Lord, him and his brother. They both have their sacrifice. Abel has the lamb. The Lord receives the sacrifice. Cain comes with his basket of the fruits and vegetables of the land, the best of it, and the Lord doesn't receive it. And so he's angry now, right? And the Lord tells him and gives him an opportunity. If you would only bring what is acceptable, I'll receive it. But if you do not, the scripture I just read, if you refuse to offer what is right, the predator, sin, is crouching in wait outside the door of your heart. It desires to have you, yet you must be its master. So we know when they left the garden, we are to have dominion over everything on the earth, right? We are to master over sin. It has no authority over us. We have all authority over it. So the Lord reminds him of that, but yet he tells him, if you don't offer what's right here, as soon as you come out of this, that word door there actually literally translates as portal. Right now, you are in the protection of Yahweh. I am guarding your heart. But if you still refuse to offer what is right, he gave him another chance. But if you still refuse to offer what is right, the moment you leave this portal, sin is crouching and waiting to overtake you. And we all know the story. He decides he's not going to do it because what I've done with my hands, all the work I've done should be good enough. But he knew what was expected. So he leaves there. We know what happens with Cain. Then he asks his brother, hey, come take a walk with me. And when he asks his brother to take a walk with him, that verse actually translates that he had set up a meeting place. He had premeditated the murder of his brother because he was so jealous and still full of pride and wouldn't humble himself and just come to the Lord with the right sacrifice. So then after he kills his brother Abel, God, who is continually full of mercy, right? We already know Cain doesn't make it right. He doesn't bring the right sacrifice. He murders his brother. On the way back home, God asks him, Cain, where's your brother at? Cain, still full of pride, says, how am I supposed to know? Am I my brother's keeper? So he had yielded himself so fully to sin instead of him being the master over sin. And that actually translates, when he says, am I my brother's keeper? It literally translates in the original transcript. He tells God, should I be the shepherd's shepherd? He tells God, do I really need to tell you where he's at? He gets sarcastic with the Lord because he's so full of pride. Sin has so fully overtaken him, even though for a second time, the Lord has extended mercy. So the biggest thing that just stuck out to the both of us, and like I said, this is not a rebuke for this house. You guys are amazing in your giving. You guys are constant, you are faithful, and you are generous. But we have to be reminded sometimes that the work of our hands, the things that we can do, isn't the offering that he's requiring of us. We know what's required of us. And it goes far more than just a check or cash that you put inside of a basket. It's the lifestyle of worship. It's the lifestyle of devotion. And all of that, what he brought to the Lord wasn't bad. It was an incredible offering. It was the first fruits of everything he had been doing. However, the lamb was required. So you can do all the devotion you want. You can set aside an hour a day where you do nothing else but focus on the Lord. But if you're not bringing the lamb, if you are not coming through the gate of the lamb, your worship is as nothing. It remains just apples and oranges. But it becomes a pure sacrifice to the Lord when we come through what is required and we no longer have to go and slaughter a lamb. There's been a lamb slaughtered for us before the foundation of the earth. We simply have to come through the gate of the I Am.
Thank you for listening to this message from the North Gate. If you would like to donate to this ministry, please go to www.thenorthgateoh.com. Click on the link at the bottom of the homepage.